Om Shanti. It's a great privilege for all of us that today in our gathering we have Brother Per from San Francisco, USA. His Baba is one of the most special and unique child, and he came first in Madhuban in 1979. So, being in Baba's knowledge for 38 years, he is like Dada, an elder brother for all the foreigners and of us also. So now we are going to hear from Brother Per.
I'm remembering one title Gadi Janki gave me. He called me Prahlad, which is... But... So yes, it's been a long journey. It's been very fast. It goes by very fast. Time goes by fast. And now, everyone is who they are. Their number is fixed. So the wisdom, the real wisdom is number-wise. Surprises. Every number is the way it is. And yet, we don't need to limit ourselves. We still limit ourselves. We may not go in trance, but we're still in a trance sometimes. Body consciousness is trance also. Just, okay, this is okay, I understand. This is a big Maya. I understand. Yeah, I know. But then, experience is what we want. If we don't have experience, then we look for something ordinary. We go something less powerful, right? Baba has all the experiences. He has everything. So it's, and Baba said, keep making yourself powerful.
How you came in Gyan? How you come to know about Brahma Kumari?
So, by the age of 20, I had been born in 1958. So I grew up in the 60s, very turbulent time. A lot of change in the world. My father was like Gandhi philosophy, nonviolence. Was the youngest in the family, young. Always liked to sing. But so by the time I was 20, I was letting go of many things, you know, hippie things, you know, of that culture. And was attracted to spirituality, so I had one guru for a year. And then I went to see I met the Brahma Kumaris at an exhibition. And they said, these souls were unique. There was no one soul that was like the other soul. There were 6-7 people at the exhibition. And I said, these people are different than the Bhagats. You know, I could see the difference. And you see, we want to be independent, no? But we're also interdependent. And I was really seeing how there's no progress without the family. You know, any progress we make, we think, oh, I'll do something and I'll show. No, there's no, you have to do, no matter how unique you are, you have to cooperate with others. So this is the dance. And I think, it's been a good experience, very good experience. Dadi Janki came to San Francisco in October. So that was I took Gyan in the summer of 79, and then by Christmas I was in the meditation hall in front of Bab Dada, and Bab Dada gave the morally about destruction, the most vivid, what the soul would experience at the time of Vinash, and all the vices erupting inside, all the impure elements, the tamoguni souls. So from all five sides, you know, nature, the elements, the bhagats calling out all this. So we're here, you know, listening to Baba giving this powerful, you know, morally. But it was a nice experience, and Baba met us all personally. So, yeah. Did I answer your question? What brought me in Gyan? Drishti, you know.
What blessing Baba gave you?
Baba, first time I met Baba, Baba said there were 5 Pandavas, you know, in that group. So we all stood in front of Baba and he looked at each one of us. Are you those same ones from last kalpa? Are you those same ones? There were only 5, but they were victorious. Countless on the other side, countless souls, but only 5. But they were victorious. Are you those 5? And then when he looked at me, he said, "You are a mine of jewels. You'll give many jewels to many souls." At that time I was thinking, you know, what soul would, who should I give this? Someone I know. You know, there's people, I was searching my mind. Someone is a BK. I know someone would understand what I'm experiencing, you know. Who would? So Baba picked up that thought, I think, and I was talking. You give many jewels to many souls, not just one or two.
So first time you met Baba in Meditation Hall in 1979.
And last then time in Om Shanti Bhavan.
Yeah, in Om Shanti Bhavan. And now in Diamond Hall. So what kind of feel, you difference you feel?
Last time, I knew it was last time. I said, how long is Baba going to keep coming? You know, he's giving so much. But we, you know, we have to move ahead. And Baba, he looked at me and he said, last words, you are victorious. So. And I still say, what is that missing something? You know, it's faith in the intellect, no? We had talked about that earlier, but he said, you are a victorious soul. You are that. And he wouldn't give me the totally until until I understood it, you know. And then he said, I'd say, you are that. Which is a very helpful blessing indeed. But meeting Baba in Shantivan just last 18th was the best. It was a very nice experience. I mean, short, but just seeing Baba's face and Baba's connection to the whole family. You know, the whole family was happy. He's able to make the entire... I came from 6 children in my Lokic family, but this is much bigger, and this father can make us all. So that in itself is our moving forward. Baba may not, the body, you know, but the subtle body is another thing. He talked about that, you know. This we need to get our sustenance from. We feel that, be subtle, and experience closeness to Baba, you know, in the subtle. So it was good to see his face, and this one has come. Wow, this one has come. We have to sustain each other. Babas can't do it anymore by coming down like this. That part is finished, you know. So, that's...
If we want to become a victorious soul, what effort we have to do?
Follow Brahma Baba, follow Baba. And give and take virtues, huh? Yeah, don't see any defects. Because just seeing is a waste of time. You just see the virtues. But Om Shanti Bolo, Om Shanti Bolo, Mangal Murat Hai Mangal Vela, Pyaro Lochan Ko. Om Shanti Bolo, Om Shanti Bolo.
How to stay remain happy in Brahmin life?
It's a sanskara, no?
How to make that sanskara?
Happiness is a sanskara only.
How to make that?
Happiness
make that?
Is not useful. No, bliss, I mean, I like this point. Bliss is different than happiness. You can be not happy. You can be sick, no money, no friends, but you can have bliss. If you're doing a little yoga, a little jnana, a little dharana every day, you go into the battlefield, you go into a city, or you go someplace where you go, oh, I never wanted to be here. Why am I here? Because you had to face something. You had to face your past, no? Like, oh, I had a bad childhood. Why am I living in this city? I was born in this city. I don't like this city. I don't like these people. But you have to change that. So you say, okay, I'm going to do traffic control every day. 1 hour, 1 minute, two minutes, every hour, no matter what. You start doing it. Then you start having bliss power. Different than happiness. You're still not happy. Why is this knowing? Why am I, you know, whatever your obstacles are, this look, you know. But you have happiness or bliss, something different than happiness. We want happiness. We want good toli. We want good That's, it doesn't, you know, bliss is something from Baba. But so happiness, you got to be crazy to be happy. This is hell, you know. And we're living in dukdham, no? This whole world is dukdham. And then if we become upset at another BK, we're chopping our foot. You know, we sulk with the center, we sulk with Baba. Then that's all you have is unhappiness. So you have to have something good going. Some service, some interesting gyan, or some hopeful thing, you know. Baba said, he looked at me once, I was having lots of maya, but I keep coming, right? Looking at Baba. And Baba had both my teachers, and they know me very well, you know, but one on either side. So everything. Here I am in front of Baba. I say, very good, serviceable soul, very serviceable. Baba says, any service you do will be successful. Go ahead with this faith, you know. And then looks, yeah, Baba, he's very serviceable. He causes life. They don't say he causes trouble, he's my problem, or this, that, you know. No, see, he's a serviceable soul. Right? So, there's at least one virtue in every BK, if not more, you know. Otherwise, we wouldn't stay here.
By how many ways a person can say Om Shanti?
Oh, you want to demonstrate that? Each one will say differently, no? Everyone should say Om Shanti. It would sound very sweet, but they're very different. You know, it would make a good music CD too, you know, like to have different daddies, different dadas, you know, because Om Shanti, wow, you know, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Ah, Om Shanti, Om Shanti. Hey, you know, it depends upon our mood. No? Mood is a tricky thing. You have to be careful. Moods are good, but they also can take over you. So you have to balance this. So be serious, you know, and be light. So I'm still learning this. But
what things pulls you? I mean, what the uniqueness you like in Baba's knowledge, in Baba's gyan?
I think it's different at different times. We have to just pick up morally and study. And then after you pick up the morally, you feel better. You get some new insights. So it's in the morally. The morally is always unique. Even though we've heard it many times, it's different because the world has changed, I've changed, drama has changed. So something different jumps out at you in the morally. Yeah. Morally is the unique thing. Yeah.
What's your current effort?
I work with the elements too. I remember Baba, but I'm looking at the sunrise. Surya Ahar. Every day, because where I live, there's no center. So I go online, I watch Madhuban Morali, you know, the night before I can be in Shantivan. So Daddy's reading Morali, I'm watching, seeing who's in class, and I'm in class, no? By video. But then I go for a walk and I watch the sunrise by the river. And I'm taking energy. So it doesn't purify the soul, but it makes the seat of the soul comfortable. When you're looking at the sun, it's the pineal gland, the eyes. That's my hobby for the past 6 months. So after 6 months, you can do a half an hour directly staring at the sun. Only at the sunrise. Not during the day, but at sunrise. And it's very inspiring. And people see you. when you're walking there, and you, hello. After a while, you know, you become present. Whatever you do regularly becomes habit. Also, trying to create a new habit, and it's been nice. Then I go center on Thursdays, Sundays, like that. It's about an hour or 40 minutes away, and teaching a little bit, some yoga center, teaching meditation to the people there.
What do you do in your lokik, and how you keep the balance between lokik and alokik life?
Well, I'm taking care of my lokik mom. She's 95 years old. So my other brothers and sisters, they're paying me to take care of her. We have a special connection of all. You know, each mother has different relationship with the... My father died when I was 7. But I brought her in front of Bab Dada in 1984. She came in front of Baba, and Baba was talking nicely to her. You know, her name is Rosemary, so he called her Ruhani Gulab, like that. And the translator was looking at Baba, looking at her, and thinking, you know, so much. You know, and then he looked at the translator. He said, "She's a high soul." Then he went back to talking. And this is not a title he gives to us. He calls us the jewels and the victorious and the, you know, pandas and stuff. But a high soul implies, I think, maybe she has a part in another religion. I don't know. But a very sweet person. So anyway, I take care of her for the past 6 months.
We always saw you in a lot of enthusiasm, always happy, dancing. So what are the secrets?
Well, I want to do this because I have two sides. I have a serious side, or a side that scares people, no? Too serious. Also, I'm a foreigner, right? I mean, this, on the outside, I'm just some white guy or some European guy, and they have their own issues, right? So, but if I'm dancing and singing, then my Bharadvasi sanskars come out. So, you know, I feel, and I'm happy, you know. You see, we have to be yukti-yukt, you know. Everyone's seeing things. Maybe I'm thinking too much, but I think this is part of it. You know, to be natural. But there's no other place I feel comfortable. People see me and they say, you only seem happy when you're in India. The photos I see of your face, you're not happy in the West. I see real happiness when you're in India. Just 2 days ago, someone online said that. So they're seeing. So this thing about being seen and seeing, Baba looked at me, he said, "Oh, okay. What can I tell this soul?" He said once, he said, "You are the embodiment of visions." You know? Sakshi Murat. Right? So instead of, how do I look? Whatever. Baba's giving vision through me, right? You know, or let people see what, you know, some virtue, some quality from Baba. I don't know, but happiness is nice. Bliss is better than that.
Brother is asking, any experience you want to share with Daddy Janki or Daddy Prakash Mani or with
Didi? Well, see, Daddy Prakash Mani, he's natural and easy, and she saw some little good qualities in me, and she would support that. She just in 3 seconds, just a little, you know, just, and then she would let go, and then go back to her some business she was taking care of, you know. So that's a good quality. That's enough. Thank you. And go on. You know, she didn't waste any time with anybody. Daddy Janki is like a master, you know? Master Gyani soul. And her whole face, her whole, like a master of that, of Gyan, you know? So I can just watch her speak without understanding, and I'm happy just to see her, you know. The translation is good too, but you can just see the points bubbling, and that's intoxicating, you know. And Daddy has known me since I was 21, you know, so, you know, helping a little bit here and there in service, in that center, and so it's good. Who knows you? you know, to be known, just to be known. Baba knows us, you know. The Divine Family knows us. It doesn't matter what the world knows. The world knows nothing. Everyone is watching Facebook, television, this, that, and they text neck. There's a big problem. The neck from texting all the time like this. You know? So people won't be able to look. They'll be like, even without, there's a little, yes, because the neck, it's going to be a problem in the next 5 years. Everybody's neck will be like, text neck. I don't have a phone. It's wasting so much money, and I don't have a phone. I gave up my car. Now if I need to go somewhere, somehow I get there, you know, saving a lot of money. Okay. Ho to pe sachai re ti ya dil me sapai re ti hum us desh ke vasi hai hum us desh ke vasi hai jis desh mein ganga behti mere maan jo hamara hota hai wo jaan se pyara hota hai jada ki nahi lalach humko tore mein guzara hota hai bachcho ke liye jo darti maa सदियों से सभी कुछ देती है हम उस देश के वासी है हम उस देश के वासी है जिस देश में ज्ञान गंगा बहती है.
On behalf of our team, lot of thanks to Brother Pair for sharing his wonderful experience with us. Om Shanti.
Thank you.